My name is Slade Starnes. I'm a senior at Lone Star High School in Frisco, and I will be attending Furman University in Greenville, South Carolina next fall. Sometimes, I feel ashamed of my story, but I've realized that God in so many ways has saved me mercifully from learning the hard way. He has saved me from so many scars. However, during high school, there were times I struggled to see the bigger picture of God's plan for me, as I lost track of what was really important in my life. Jesus was present, but he wasn't the root of the decisions I made or of the life I wanted to live. If I were to ask you to give me your testimony, could you do it? It's okay if you don't know. I used to think my testimony needed to be this great story, but I realize now it's so much more than that. It's his story. It's his story through me. My parents plugged me into Watermark as early as I can remember, and I was at TCA for 10 years. The summer after my freshman year, my life changed in a matter of 2 weeks as I left the school I'd known for so long to play for FC Dallas. Public school. Was I ready? My small group began pouring into me from the first week as they knew I was in a completely different environment. Even though I was now with the same guys every week, they continued to pour into me. I thought soccer had become the most important thing in my life as it dictated my every move. However, I began losing track of my priorities and falling into the temptations of high school. This includes girls, partying, and pleasing people. In the spring of my sophomore year, I told my coach I was flying home from Houston for a school dance during Adidas qualification matches, just to be with this one girl. It became so clear to everyone around me that I was more concerned about myself than the team. Following that weekend, I was repeatedly benched and disregarded by teammates. My parents called me out on this, and that's when it hit me. My relationship with Christ was not in the place to lead myself, let alone others around me. I needed to look at the bigger picture. A verse that repeatedly comes to mind is Luke 12:48. It says, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." That verse has hit so much for me because at times I feel overwhelmed. It's good to know that God has a plan for those that feel overwhelmed. God threw me into a pit of non-believers. I had to figure out if I was ready or not. What an opportunity, though. If you hear my story and feel like this sounds like you, that Jesus is present and you believe that he died and rose again, yet he isn't the root of your decisions or a major part of your character, I would call you to find out what the source of your decision-making is. Ephesians 1:18-19 says, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for those who believe." In high school, there will be nights when your small group isn't there and neither your parents. It's just you and your brain. If your relationship with Christ is where it needs to be, you'll find yourself consistently not falling into temporary pleasure. I became so comfortable making the right choices. I've now been in a comfortable mindset for over 2 years, and I can tell you that so many people need help putting down their roots. If you find yourself in the right place at the right time, share with them with what you believe and how it's helped you. Thank you.